Spring into reading this season with the Biblio Lifestyle 2024 Spring Reading Guide. In this season's guide, I've handpicked 21 of the best new books and I've organized them across 6 categories. So whether you're looking for a romance novel that will give you a happily ever after, a thrilling mystery to keep you guessing, or an immersive historical fiction book, this guide has a book or 3 or 7 just for you. Now, if 21 books sounds like too much for you, there's a minimalist reads list in the guide, which includes a list of 6 must-read books from across genres. But wait, that's not all. The Spring Reading Guide also includes fun recipes, spring activities, and lifestyle tips. So head on over to springreadingguide.com and download your copy of the guide. That's springreadingguide.com and download your free copy of the 2024 Spring Reading Guide. So download your free copy and discover your next favorite book. Happy reading! Hello, I'm Victoria from Biblio Lifestyle, and you're listening to the Reader's Couch podcast, the show that will help you bridge the gap between living a full and busy life to one where you're reading, learning new things, and having fun. In today's episode, I'm sharing 7 of my most anticipated books of 2024. So from literary fiction to thrillers, horror and historical fiction, this episode has a mix of books that I'm excited to read. So if you're looking for TBR inspiration, then this episode is just for you. So stay tuned. Hi friends, welcome again to the Reader's Couch. I'm your host, Victoria Wood, and in today's episode, I'll be sharing 7 of my most anticipated books of 2024. So on my list, there are some literary fiction books, I have a thriller, I have horror, and even historical fiction. So this episode has a mix of books that I'm really, really excited to read. But before I get into the books, a quick plug for my seasonal reading guides. So if you're looking for books that I've personally read and loved, I want you to check out my seasonal reading guides. I do 4 seasonal reading guides every year. We kick off the year with the winter reading guide, then there's the spring guide, the summer guide, and the fall guides. And right now, the winter reading guide is available. So if you haven't already, visit winterreadingguide.com to download your free copy of the 2024 winter reading guide. I'll also include a link in the show notes so you can sign up there. But I've always set up a little mini podcast ad promoting the latest reading guide. So odds are you'll always find the link to the latest reading guide in the show notes as well. Plus, you can always just go straight to bibliolifestyle.com and you'll always see a pop-up with our latest reading guide. And the reading guides have all the books that I've read and loved and that I'm recommending to you, so that hopefully you will give these books a chance and hopefully you'll discover your new favorite book. Also, if you haven't already, pretty please leave the podcast a 5-star review on whatever platform you're currently listening to the show on. Leave me a 5-star rating, write me a review if you love the show, and don't be afraid to share the link to this episode or any of your favorite episodes with your bookish friends. I would greatly appreciate it. It helps the show be discovered by new listeners who are just as fabulous as you, and also it helps bring new opportunities to the show as well. So again, if you haven't already, pretty please leave me a 5-star rating and write me a review if you love the show. Alrighty, now let's get into the 7 books that I'm really looking forward to reading in 2024. Okay, book 1 on my list is Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange. Now, Wandering Stars is Tommy Orange's follow-up to his breakout bestseller, There, There. And in Wandering Stars, The book summary says it will be exploring the legacies of the Sand Creek Massacre and the Carlisle Indian Industrial School. And we're going to learn about this through three generations of a family. Now, this book is set in Colorado in 1864 and in Oakland in 2018. And the novel is expected to talk about the impact of historical trauma on the characters' lives. And we will see them go through sorrow, we'll see them go through rage, and we will see the effects of institutional violence and how it transcends across the generations. The summary of the book shared online by the publisher says, in Colorado in 1864, we meet Star, who is a young survivor of the Sand Creek Massacre, who is brought to the Fort Marion prison castle, where he is forced to learn English and practice Christianity. And then we also see later on that Star's son Charles is also sent to the school, where he is brutalized by the man who was once his father's jailer. And then we also see Opal Viola and Charles planning and thinking about their lives away from this institution that they are attending, and that also their family members before them have attended. And then we have another timeline in Oakland 2018 when we see Opal Viola, who is just really struggling to keep her family together. She goes through a shooting, especially after a shooting that nearly took the life of her nephew. And we see the nephew waking up in hospital. We also see his younger brother who's suffering from PTSD. And we just really see a really wounded family who are trying to heal. And again, it just goes back to the institutional violence that these people are facing. So needless to say, I was a fan of They're There by Tommy Orange. So I'm really excited to read Wandering Stars. So I think this book will appeal to fans of Tommy Orange. But I also think that maybe this book will appeal to readers who are maybe fans of multi-generational family stories and just really seeing the effects of how these effects are felt throughout the generation. And also people who are interested in reading stories about the history of Native American life and just the genocide they experienced and also just the oppression that they've had to live under. So yeah, so basically just anyone who is interested in Native American fiction and their history, I really think this novel will appeal to them, and obviously fans of Tommy Orange like myself. So yes, I'm really excited and looking forward to reading Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange. Okay, book two on my list is Real Americans by Rachel Kong. Now, I'm really excited about Real Americans because I am a fan of Rachel Kong. I absolutely adored her novel, Goodbye Vitamin. Just so, so, so good. So yes, when I saw new book by Rachel Kong, I'm like, yes, this is a book I'd love to read. And this book is pitched as a novel that explores American identity across three generations of one family. So again, another multi-generational story. This one is set on the cusp of Y2K in New York City. And the story follows Lily Chen, a young intern, as she falls in love with Matthew, the heir to a pharmaceutical empire. So years later, we also see their son, Nick, who embarks on a journey to find his biological father, uncovering hidden truths along the way. And this book is pitched as a story about class, race, and family, while also exploring themes of trust, forgiveness, and the search for belonging. I'm also gathering that this is going to be a study of society. It's about, you know, just our social interactions of as individuals and just how much agency we have as individuals and, you know, asking questions about destiny and everything like that. And I have to say, as of recording, I've started reading this one and I am really excited about it. The family at the center is a Chinese American family and, you know, I'm seeing similarities so far. Again, haven't finished it, but started reading about parents and children, kind of like her first book did. But again, this feels like it's a much bigger story than her first book. There's also interconnections because, again, this is over three generations. So yeah, it's quite interesting to say. And yeah, it's just, I love these multi-generational stories. This Chinese American family, I loved following them as well. You know, you do get those hints of American identity, American dream, how far you're willing to go to kind of shape your life, and how much of it is destiny and how much of it is your doing kind of thing. So yes, I'm really excited about it. Can't wait to finish. But yes, one of my most anticipated books is Real Americans by Rachel Kong. Okay, book three on my list is Indian Burial Ground by Nick Medina. Now, Indian Burial Ground is pitched as a spine-chilling mythological horror. And this story is set on a reservation that holds really, really dark secrets. Now, you know how on websites that sell books like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or even the publisher's website, they have that first paragraph there? So the first paragraph says, a man lunges in front of a car. An elderly woman silently drowns herself. A corpse sits up in its coffin and speaks. On this reservation, not all is what it seems. And then it goes on to say, in this new spine-chilling mythological horror from the author of Sisters of the Lost Nation. Now, I read Sisters of the Lost Nation. This book came out last year, 2023. Absolutely loved it. It's one of my best horror picks for the year. So needless to say, I'm really excited about book two, Indian Burial Ground. So without going into the full description of the book online, essentially the pitch is, in the novel, we meet Naomi and we see Naomi wanting a fresh start, but her boyfriend's apparent suicide just really shatters her world. And, you know, she's struggling to move past that. But as she starts to investigate, she starts to discover that, hey, you know, there's some things that are just not adding up. And we see her discovering that there's some unsettling truths about their tribal lands. And then her uncle Louis returns, and then they embark together on a quest for answers. But as they start to uncover the truth, Naomi starts to question if some secrets are better left buried. So again, the name of the book is Indian Burial Ground. It's by Nick Medina. And the pitch is spine-chilling mythological horror. And it's set on a reservation that clearly has dark secrets. So I'm really excited about this. Like I said, I love Nick Medina's previous book. So yes, that's the reason. This is one of the books on my most anticipated list. Book four on my list is Sweetness in the Skin by Ishi Robinson. Now, I have to tell you, first off, when I saw this book, love the cover. It's just very vibrant and beautiful and definitely reminds me of Jamaica. And again, it's a debut novel, but it's also about a young teenage girl in Jamaica. And immediately I gravitated to that. I also saw that it's centered around a dysfunctional family, another thing I gravitate towards. So needless to say, the book cover caught my attention. Discovering it's about a Jamaican girl and it's set in Jamaica was incredibly exciting because, yes, just any book set in the Caribbean I want to read, but more specifically Jamaica, because, you know, that's where my people are from. So absolutely excited about Sweetness in the Skin by Ishi Robinson. Now, the pitch, again, online says, a winning debut novel about a young teenage girl in Jamaica determined to bake her way out of her dysfunctional family and into the opportunity of a lifetime. Now, I know people are always thinking about books like recommendations and stuff like that. Well, the author of Black Cake, which I kind of figure, you know, this book would have a similar vibe. So the author of Black Cake, Charmaine Wilkerson, blurbed this book, and her quote is, a delightful coming-of-age story set in Jamaica. A delightful coming-of-age story set in Jamaica amid heartbreak, hopefulness, and mirth. And I was like, okay, really, really excited about this. So yes, so Sweetness in the Skin, again, we see a young teenage girl in Jamaica. Her name is Pumpkin Patterson, and we see her use her passion for baking to escape her dysfunctional family and pursue a life-changing opportunity in France. With the support of her aunt, Pumpkin must pass her French exam to attend school in France. However, after her grandmother passes and the arrival of her estranged father, who, by the way, sounds incredibly problematic, Pumpkin's situation worsens. So we see her determined to raise money for her French exam and how she turns her baking skills into a successful business. But when her secret is revealed, obviously now everything she has worked for is at risk. And I have to tell you, when, again, just reading the book's description, when I first saw this book, I was absolutely sold. It felt incredibly real to me. So I'm really excited to read this one. I can't wait to learn more about Pumpkin's story and her family. But so far, everything from the description sounds like it's something up my alley. So I'm really excited to read Sweetness in the Skin by Ishi Robinson. Book five on my list is The Lady Waiting by Magdalena Zizak. And apologies if I did not get that name right, but really, really excited to read this book. Now, the pitch, oh my gosh, again, the online pitch really caught my attention. It says, "The White Lotus meets the talented Mr. Ripley." I live for The Talented Mr. Ripley by Patricia Highsmith, by the way. The movie adaptation, you know, I like it too. It's really enjoyable, but that book, Patricia Highsmith, amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm a huge fan of The Talented Mr. Ripley. And I love White Lotus, anxiously awaiting season three. It's season three, is it? Yeah, they had two previous seasons. I love the White Lotus. So I'm like, okay, very exciting. So anyway, the pitch continues to say, "The White Lotus meets the talented Mr. Ripley in this high-spirited novel of a stolen Vermeer, a Polish transplant in LA, and the charismatic couple who seduce her into a misguided international heist." So this sounds exciting. So I'll just continue to read the pitch because this is really what caught my attention. So one bright Los Angeles day, a young Polish immigré named Viva is driving along the freeway when she's flagged down by a dazzling, disheveled woman in a green chiffon. The woman is Bobby Sleeper, a fellow Eastern European and an erstwhile art gallerist with a mysterious background and an even more mysterious filmmaker husband. Within days, the couple hire Viva as their assistant, then enlist her as an accomplice in an improbable scheme involving a long-lost Vermeer masterwork, a multi-million dollar reward, and several shadowy ex-husbands. Listen, this sounds insane. Obviously, Viva gets swept up in this escapade, which, you know, part heist, they say, part love triangle, and one part education of a felon. I am dead. Okay, so anyway, the ending pitch says it's a page-turning caper. 21st century sins, capitalism, shameless fraud, atrocious behavior, and a showcase for three of the biggest and most unforgettable characters in recent fiction. Honestly, reading this, I would also throw in Inventing Anna in there. I'm just saying. But yes, sounds really exciting. I'm looking forward to reading it. And it's entitled The Lady Waiting by Magdalena Zizak. Okay, book six on my list is Daughters of Shandong by Eve J. Chung. Now, this is a historical fiction novel, and it's pitched as a compelling novel based on a true story following a mother and her daughters as they escape to Taiwan during the Communist Revolution in China. So this is a historical fiction set against the backdrop of civil war and societal expectations, and the story explores themes of resilience, family love, and the pursuit of freedom. So I'm really excited about this because I just love any historical fiction that really centers the stories of women. I also saw online that, one, this is a debut, but it's also based on the author's family story. So I think that's also an interesting take on it. So really, really looking forward to this. So we see, according to online, because again, haven't read this one yet, it's taking us to 1948 when civil war was raging on the Chinese countryside, and about this family being concerned about a lack of an heir and eldest of four girls, spends time looking after her sisters. Oh boy, poor mother seems like she was being abused because not being able to have a boy. And as the communist army starts closing in on the town, this prosperous family has to flee, leaving behind the girls and their mother because, unfortunately, they view them as useless mouths to feed. Now, that sounds incredibly sad and hella problematic, let's be real. But anyway, the women plan an escape after having to stand trial for family's crimes. Oh boy. Starving and penniless, they get travel permits and they try to escape themselves onward to British Hong Kong and eventually Taiwan, and just kind of really seeing them have to take hold of their lives and their fate and just create their own stories. Wow, this sounds like an incredibly powerful story about women and their resilience during wartime. It's a story, it seems, about mothers, daughters, and sisters, and just sacrifices made to lift up future generations. So needless to say, I'm incredibly excited about it. Kind of rereading this description now just got me even more excited again, if that's even possible. So yes, I am looking forward to Daughters of Shandong by Eve J. Chung. Okay, book seven on my list is You Know What You Did by K.T. Wen. Now, this book is pitched online as a heart-pounding debut thriller for fans of Lisa Jewell and Celeste Ng. Now, I'm a fan of both of these authors, completely different, obviously. Lisa Jewell really gives us those amazing thrillers. Celeste Ng does an amazing job at giving us those family stories and relationships and just, you know, the dynamics with women. So I'm a huge fan of that. So yes, so this book is pitched as a heart-pounding debut thriller for fans of Lisa Jewell and Celeste Ng. A first-generation Vietnamese-American artist must confront nightmares past and present. Now, based on this summary, this is what I've gathered. So we meet a first-generation Vietnamese-American artist named Annie An Li Shaw. And Annie seems to have it all, a successful career, a beautiful home, and a loving family. But when her mother passes away, Annie's carefully constructed life begins to unravel. Apparently, her past trauma resurfaces, and she finds herself at the center of a mysterious investigation. So this is a story and a thriller where we're going to see her struggling with her own mental health, becoming increasingly disconnected from her loved ones. And as the police close in on her and her life, Annie is willing to do whatever it takes to protect her daughter, even if it means losing herself in the process. So again, I think we're going to get the thrilling elements, which is a nod to the Lisa Jewell, I'm guessing. And then the Celeste Ng is a nod to the stories of women and family and, you know, just that dynamic and just how far we're willing to go to protect our loved ones. So I can kind of see this, you know, these two author comparisons there. But regardless, I'm really excited about it and I'm looking forward to reading You Know What You Did by K.T. Wen. Alrighty, readers, so there you have it, my seven most anticipated books of 2024. So quick recap, book one was Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange, book two, Real Americans by Rachel Kong, book three, Indian Burial Ground by Nick Medina, book four, Sweetness in the Skin by Ishi Robinson, book five, The Lady Waiting by Magdalena Zizak, book six, Daughters of Shandong by Eve J. Chung, and book seven, You Know What You Did by K.T. Wen. So readers, if you're looking for even more recommendations, I recommend that you check out my list of 18 most anticipated books of 2024. This book list can be found on bibliolifestyle.com and I'll include a link in the show notes so you can check out my full list. I also recommend that you subscribe to the newsletter community as well. It's a great way to know what podcast episodes are coming out when. You're also the first to get the book list, the reading guides, and just all the good stuff. So again, visit bibliolifestyle.com to join the newsletter community. And if you're looking for a list of books that I've personally read already and loved, check out the seasonal reading guides. Remember, I do 4 seasonal reading guides every year. We have the winter guide, the spring guide, the summer guide, and the fall guide. And you can get the most current guide that we have available by just going to the show notes and signing up there. Right now, it's the winter reading guide, and you can just go straight to winterreadingguide.com, or again, you can click the link in the show notes. And before we go today, friends, one more favor. If you haven't already, pretty please, I'm asking you kindly to leave the podcast a 5-star rating, write me a review if you love the show, and share this episode or any of your favorite episodes with your bookish friends. So drop a link in the DMs, drop a link in the group chat, send them a text. However you communicate, tell them about the Reader's Couch podcast. And also, it's another one of my things for the new year. You need to ask for what you want. So I'm encouraging you to ask for what you want. And I'm here asking for what I want, which is join the newsletter community and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and write me a review if you love the show. And remember, share it with your friends. Alrighty, readers, that's it. That's all for now. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. And I'm really looking forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Reader's Couch podcast. Please subscribe to the show, share it with a friend, and take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. Until next time, stay lounging, stay reading, and whenever you're in doubt, go straight to your local bookstore or library. Thanks again for listening, and happy reading.